Well, what we've been finding, everybody seems to be, you know, very grateful that we're at least out there trying and attempting to help them. But I think there's still a lot of skepticism with the residents. In fact, those filters that we were installing that were supplied by the state, they're only good for 150 parts per billion. Some of the lead tests and stuff that were coming back were, you know, well over 4,000 parts per billion. So in a lot of cases, the filters weren't adequate.
Is the state still distributing those filters today?
I think they're still available. We haven't been involved with the distribution. They're now starting to change some of the lead service lines in the city, and that started out fairly slow. Hopefully this summer we'll be able to go and move forward a lot quicker.
Right, and that project has been called the Fast Start Initiative, as Mayor Karen Weaver and others call it. What has your union been doing in terms of replacing the pipes in Flint? As I understand, the job is turning into something much larger than what people originally expected it would be when the planning first took place.
Well, it has. It's not quite as simple as what's been laid out on from certain people of what's called the pulling method, where they did it in Lansing. In some cases, they were able to string a cable through the line and just you know, pull the old service line out at the same time pulling a new copper service line in. It hasn't always been quite as easy as that. A lot of times the lead line would have like a little loop in it, and it would restrict it from being pulled. So we've been having to do a lot of boring to get them in there, but it still rolls along at about the same speed as what the pull method does. But I think the biggest thing that Flint needed, you know, to really get going was the funding to be able to you know, really get this project moving forward. It's a big undertaking, that's for sure.
Do people in Flint seem to feel that they're safer now, healthier, better off?
Well, the residents that I talk to, they don't, because there's other issues besides lead and copper that they have been educated about. There's, you know, some bacteria issues, I think, that they're focused on. And that's one of the things that actually our international union, along with myself, that, you know, really got a passion for this kind of a concept was, I would ask people, you know, to prevent something like this in Flint from happening again. I'll ask people if they wondered what was in their water in any other city or neighborhood in the country, who would they call? And most people come up and draw a blank. They don't know who to call. They have their water tested. However, if they got electrocuted every time they touch their refrigerator or stove, they would know to call an electrician. But they don't think to call a plumber to have their water tested, and that's because plumbers typically don't test water. So our international union is taking part right now to try to change that. We're going to try to get every one of our contractor partners and our members trained in being able to, you know, gather water samples and follow the right and proper protocols and procedures, get it off to an independent lab, and then get the homeowner the detailed lab results that they deserve, that right now they're not getting that from the state or the city.
So you've had a much bigger public relations role now than you foresaw maybe even a couple of years ago then.
Well, I got a heck of an education with all this happening. Our international union agreed, and so they're actually working towards a training program to get our members trained and up and running so we can test water in any part of the country. You should be able to call a UA licensed contractor, and they can come out and test water and find out exactly what's in the water that you're drinking and bathing in.
We've been talking with Ben Ranger, the Director of Organizing and Recruitment for the Michigan Pipe Trades Association, about the progress that's been made to replace the lead service lines in Flint 1 year after the state-issued emergency declaration in the city of Flint. Ben, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck to you and your entire crew, and thank you for the service you're providing everybody.
Well, thank you.
For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery.